Remember that Chappelle episode when he did that? Cornrow Wallace? Was that his name? It was a good fucking sketch. You gotta check that out. I don't know which one it is. But this is Chris Johnson. And I've realized as I started doing these podcasts that it's oddly therapeutic in a way that calms my anxiety. I did an anxiety podcast recently. I don't know when the fuck I aired it. I record these whenever the fuck I record these. And then I just, you know, they're compiled on my computer. Like right now, I have like 3 or 4 weeks worth just sitting right fucking there, ready to roll out. And they may air, they may not air, I might rework them, but I have a fucking ton of shit just fucking locked and loaded and ready to go. But I did one recently about anxieties and some of the ways I have to deal with it. I go to a therapist. I have to write in a journal like a bitch. What the fuck else do I do? Oh, I have to listen to like calming, soothing Zen music. Sometimes I hate Pandora, you know, the app Pandora, because I think it's pretty shitty. But I keep it on my phone because sometimes if I'm in my car and I'm close to getting a little panicky, I gotta fucking fire up Zen Garden Tranquility shit, whatever the fuck that's called, and just plug it in. And then, okay, we're good, buddy. Take a breath. Ooh, check your pulse. I find that I do that too. If you see me checking my pulse, I'm worried about my anxiety. That's like this little trigger. I picked it up. Like, oh, how am I doing? Is my heart rate okay? Okay, your heart rate's okay. Okay, settle down. Oh, okay, breathe. Breathe. Okay, you're fine. You know, shit like that. This podcast shit is kind of another way to calm my anxiety. You might think, well, you're getting yourself worked up. Yeah, but you let that shit out, man. You blow off some steam. I scream and I swear into a fucking mic for a little while. But anyway, I was thinking about my last relationship because of course I was. You know, I'd like to fucking forget about it. I'd like to forget that, you know, some fuck told me how fucking, oh, look, you're really nice. I think you're a great guy. I want to see you this weekend. Man, things are going great. And, yeah, I want to hang out next weekend. But not the weekend after that or any of the next 2 months. I'm just, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to stop talking to you right here and hope that you don't want any kind of consideration. And, but no, I didn't do that. I forced the issue, goddammit. I kept on plugging away. Now, when I say I kept on plugging away, I'm not a crazy person. I'm not texting every hour. I'm not texting every day. You know, maybe once a week, maybe every couple days, shit like that. One text here or there, boom, 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 boom. Still give a shit. What's going on? Hope you're doing well. You know, stuff like that. I was thinking about that relationship and I was thinking, you know, once you get out of a relationship, like all this stuff, you kind of start dressing the person down in your mind to kind of make it easier for yourself. I did that with my ex-wife. I did that. I'm doing that now. Like, well, we were going to a place one time and she said, oh, we have to go here because my second favorite jazz saxophonist is playing. And I thought, what the fuck? I even said it to her. I was like, you have your jazz saxophonist list is so extensive that you not only have a favorite, you have a second favorite, and you know the guy's name, and you know that he's playing in Buffalo tonight? Holy shit. I can't be with somebody like that. What a fucking nerd. So I'm like, oh yeah, it's a fucking nerd. That's good. It's good that she's gone. It's good that she, you know, ripped your fucking guts out. Or like, you know, she sings in like a choir with like old people. And she wanted to be like a music teacher for a while. So she's in these like music choirs and shit. And I think to myself like, ugh, fuck. Do I really want to be with somebody who sings? What if she's terrible? What if I hate her voice? Oh, I do hate her voice. You said to say that to yourself. Fuck that voice. Fuck that voice. And fuck those old people that she sings with. I don't want to be a part of that. She listens to a lot of, like, NPR. Fuck NPR. Basically, anything that she did, you try to, like, run down. You thought she was fucking gorgeous. But the fact that she didn't have the fucking human decency and the humanity to just say, fuck you right away, waited 2 months, makes you kind of knocks you down a couple notches. You ever get that? Like, let's just say, let's use the rating system, 1 to 10. And let's say that somebody's a 10, whatever the fuck your rating system is. But let's say 10 is the tops. If there's a 10 and the person is a fucking bastard, you know, doesn't matter. Let's say that because it's my podcast and I'm going to pump myself up. Let's say Chris Johnson's a 10, which in my world, I am a fucking 10. But let's say that I'm a big cunt. That's going to knock me down at least 3 pegs. Now I'm a 7. You see how that works? That works. So you try to do that in your head when the relationship goes to shit. That's what I've been doing. We're getting there. I hope. Jesus. How much fucking longer is this going to take? I guess what I'm saying is my cats are sick of hearing me bitch about it because I will have conversations with them about it. Hey, man, can you believe she did that? She pets you guys. She came over to this fucking house and she gave you guys pets? She gave you fucking snacks. Remember when she gave you whipped cream? I wasn't going to allow it, but I did because she was a guest in this house. And you guys just ate it right off her fucking fingers. Now she's gone. I try to make them hate her too, you know? Maybe that's going to make all of us feel better. Why don't you find me on Twitter? At Johnson Hates You. Oh, you can subscribe too. On Podbean or fucking Google Play now. Google Play's fucking set up. And guess what? It sucks balls. I can't figure it out. But maybe you can.